Gentlemen's Guide. What up, what up, what up? It's your boy B Barnes. This is the Gentleman's Guide podcast where we seek to unpack manhood one day at a time. Today we have a guest that has not only made lemonade out of lemons, but he's pushing to give other brothers tools and opportunities that he himself didn't necessarily have. He's the founder and operator of his own brand. He's a community activist, a minister, motivational speaker. He goes by the name of Greg Like-Minded Bozeman. What's going on, man?
What's up? What's up?
How you been, dog?
I've been good, man. I've been good.
So, you know, I wanted to bring you on to the podcast because I follow you online. I've seen and, you know, watched the videos. I've, you know, followed your story. You know, you had papers published in the article. You wrote a book. What is more than just a felon, and what are you trying to accomplish? What's the end goal?
Well, more than just a felon is basically letting people. I want people to see us more than just a felon. Mm-hmm. You know, more than just somebody that made a mistake. I wanted people to see that, hey, we fell short. We made a mistake. We paid. We did our dues. You know what I'm saying, in the courtroom, we was punished for it. I want everybody to look at us like we're human. That we want to live. We want to be able to do the same things that other mm-hmm. people are doing. Yeah. You know, it's like people are making it harder for us. That we got to revert back to our old ways.
Yeah.
We can't get jobs. We can't vote. You know, it's a lot of patience on us.
Yeah, it's crazy because, like you just said, you know, you're treated like a second class citizen, but you serve your time. You pay your debt to society when you get out. And then why are all these obstacles holding you back? You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's not fair, man. It's not fair. And at the end of the day, it's like, it perpetuates the prison industrial complex, right? Like it keeps these bodies, these same people recycling the same cycle. But also it, you know, it's not fair, and it provides no way out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So,
yeah. Talk about your community activism, man. What's been going on your end?
Well, I've been, you know, talking to the youth, speaking with the youth and helping those that's coming out of prison, mm-hmm. you know, with the support, because a lot of us don't, you know what I'm saying, when we come out of prison, a lot of us don't have a support system. And when you have that support system to help you out, you know, to get jobs or mentally, you know, that's back to society, man, we end up right back doing the same thing again.
Yeah.
Going right in. Thanks. You know, out here now, I'm starting a re-entry program for... at my church, it's called Total Impact. I'm starting a re-entry program, man, to help those that come out of prison or have a place to stay, give them some type of job training, give them some type of counseling, help them mentally, you know, just to help them out, you know.
Yeah.
They need a GED, get their GED, you know, stuff like that. So that's basically what I'm doing in the community right now.
Yeah, I know one thing. I can't remember what state, but I'm pretty sure I read it online the other day where it was a particular state that just passed a law or signed a bill to let, you know, formerly incarcerated people and former, you know, felons, people that have felonies on their record, have the right to vote. And I feel like that's a turning of the tide. That's big, man. Yeah. Especially in an election year. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's election.
And that's a whole nother conversation. We ain't gonna go into that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But just getting back to your story, man, what to the young brothers out there. And I've seen so many of your videos really trying to, you know, spit this game to these young guys out here. That's going, you know, going down the same path that you did, or, you know, you're trying to steer them from that dark path. What would you tell, you know, a young guy who's struggling with trying to get out of that life, but he doesn't see a way out? What would you tell that guy right now, or girl?
I would tell him and her, man, to stay focused, man. And it's really time to separate yourself, because I know it's hard to get out that lifestyle. Trust and believe that. It took me a long time to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And because you got the attention, you got the streets, you know, you got the adrenaline rolling, you got the attention, women, you got the men.
Yeah,
it's that nightlife, you know. Then sometimes people go to the streets, man, for love. So, because they're not getting that home. So, all I can say is, man, to be strong, stay focused, and know what you're losing if you turn back around.
Yeah.
Know what you're going to lose, you know, because a lot of our youngins don't know that they glorify these videos and stuff. They don't know that in real life, man, hey, incarceration ain't like what you see on TV.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people can't handle it mentally, you know, when they go inside there. That's why the suicide rate, they don't talk about that. The suicide rate inside the prison system is high.
It was a short period of time in my life. I was probably seventh, eighth grade, where I was about to go right into that system, man. I think I ended up going to juvie for the better part of a month, and I got out on good behavior. That was my scared straight moment. You know what I'm saying? But I could see how a specifically a black guy could be accused of something, and you know, there's no evidence of anything, but just for the mere fact that you're a young black male, wait, it's an easy opportunity to, oh, are we going to get him to the system? Boom, 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 boom. And then your life is a downward spiral after that. You know what I'm saying? Now, luckily for me, I had a support system, and I had people to lean on, and people that love me enough where it, you know, they held me accountable. And I saw that, okay, sports was my out. You know what I'm saying? Sports was my out at the time, and it allowed me to turn my life around. In hindsight, you know, it was a huge point in my life. You know, at the time I didn't realize it, you know, and I think that's very important for, like you said, a lot of the young folks out there. It's like, when you're in that moment, it's hard to see outside of that mindset. You know what I mean? Who are some people that you looked up to growing up before and after, you know, you got out of the system? You know what I mean? Or did you have any role models or people that you looked up to, especially, I would say, especially now, you know, but, you know, how did those people impact you in a way?
Well, I look at my brothers, brothers and my cousins. I look at them highly because one of them was in the same boat I was in. And another one was basically, you know, he became he's an apostle now.
Okay.
No, he came from the same road that the background I came from. And then I got a cousin, man. He just been, you know, come from the struggle, period. And they was always there for me, supporting me. And when I came home, that was my support system that I looked up to, because they held me up when I felt, I'm saying, down, when I felt like giving up.
Yeah, bro. I always say, you know, it's always good to have role models, but specifically for a man, it's always important to have some sort of male figure in your life to aspire to be or to hold you accountable, because I always say this, we're going to learn what to do and what not to do.
Exactly.
You can be raised.
Right.
You know. So your book, More Than Just a Felon, that's the name, right?
Yes.
Where can people find your book or, you know, read it?
They can either DM me or come, you know what I'm saying, meet me at the church.
Okay.
If you are in the area. But if not, you can go to soullikeminded.com and you know, you can get it from there.
I don't want you to give the whole story away, but really just kind of give a brief synopsis of you know, what the book is going into, just so we can get the viewers' attention.
Yeah, where the book is going into, basically my story, what led me up to been in prison, road towards that cell. You know, it explained a lot of details of what made me choose that lifestyle and what kept me in that lifestyle. But then it shows, you know, what got me out of the lifestyle, where I'm at now, and how God is, you know, is very much a part of my life.
Yeah,
He's the life right now. So it's mostly, it's sharing my story of how I overcame, you know, about to commit suicide, about to commit, you know what I'm saying, how, you know, I dealt with depression, how I dealt with, you know, not having that support system, being young and stuff. It's a whole lot. But it's an overcoming story that a lot of us need to hear, because a lot of men, especially men, are suffering in silence because we hold our pride and ego, you know what I'm saying, so much in that we scared to, you know, express ourselves.
Hey, don't preach to him now. Don't preach to him.
my bad.
No, you go. Hey, go ahead, bro. Let it out, man.
A lot of them, you know what I'm saying, they holding that in, man. They're afraid to, you know, they think people gonna look at you like you soft. I'm safe, but not soft.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not afraid to express how I'm feeling the inside, because when I was holding that in the inside, man, I'm telling you, man, that I was ready to end it.
It's very important that you mention, one, you mention God and you mention your faith. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, one should always have a strong relationship with, you know, in their faith, but also understanding as a man, like you just mentioned, it's always been a stigma of, you know, part of being a man is you don't talk about your feelings.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You don't express your feelings because that shows weakness, or, you know what I mean? And like you said, when you hold all that negative energy, all that trauma that you've been through, you hold that inside, you don't talk about it, man.
It's gonna blow up.
It's gonna manifest in some way. It's gonna manifest, whether it's a drug addiction, you know, you physically abusing somebody, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna happen. It's gonna come out some way. So if you don't talk about it, man, it could lead down a dark path, you know.
Sure enough is.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I'm trying to get our youth and mm-hmm. men, period, man, to try to open up more about that, because, man, you know, people don't understand. A lot of our youth are walking around with a lot of pain now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? But we're afraid to listen to them because we're afraid of them. We get to know them.
You're right. You're totally right. I feel like there's a disconnect because there's been a huge, I would say, digital divide when it comes to the previous generation, and then the millennials, and then the Gen Zs currently right now, where they are going through things that I was born in 1990. Millennials, we didn't go through things that kids are going through now. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I know there's parents much older than me that got teenagers as kids, and it's a huge divide. So part of it is they don't understand. And then the other piece is, it's like, you're a kid and they feel like you're supposed to push through because they pushed through all these different types of traumas when they were kids. You know what I mean? But it's different now, because when you got the internet, you got social media, that's a whole different dynamic that we didn't have to deal with. You know what I'm saying? You know,
a lot of them can't connect to that. They don't understand it.
Yeah. Right. 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 Yep. Mm-hmm. If there was one thing that you could tell your younger self,
I would tell my younger self, man, to listen to what my parents was telling me, to really listen to what they was telling me and how they was trying to keep me out of trouble.
Yeah.
It wasn't trying to punish me, but it was trying to keep me out of trouble. Mm-hmm. And if I wouldn't listen to them, I wouldn't be, you know, have that that experience that I experienced.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I think there's a twofold to that, because on one hand, it's like, yo, we can always see what we could have did differently.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, it's like, if God didn't take me through what I went through, would you be the person that you are right now? You know what I mean? Now none of us can answer that for sure, but mm-hmm. you can kind of come to a presumption of I am who I am right now because of mm-hmm. what I've been through, and I came out on the other side, and now I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, get some game to the younger brothers out there, the younger sisters, it's light at the end of the tunnel, and you can, if I can do it, anybody, if you can do it, then anybody can do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly right. And that's how I felt. It mm-hmm. took me a long time to grasp that and to understand that.
Yeah.
That because I didn't like, when I look at my reflection, I didn't like who I was at first. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everything that I did. But now it is what it is. I love it.
That's dope, bro. That's dope. All right, man. So going into your community activism, and like you said, your main goal right now is to obviously spread the word of God, but also, you know, help guys that are coming from the inside on the outside. So since you've been on this endeavor, on this journey, this newfound journey, what has been your biggest lesson? Some people would call it a failure, but what has been your biggest lesson, you know, in this new journey?
My biggest lesson?
Yeah.
It's plain and simple, man. Walk by faith, not by sight.
There you go.
That's basically it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I stand on right now. You know, and a lot of people ask me that question one time. Greg, why are you switching up? Why are you doing this and that? I said, man, because I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for God. I wouldn't mm-hmm. survive everything that I went through, from being shot at, being shot, being stabbed, word. Being by a car, everything that I endured. I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for God.
Wow.
So I walk by faith, not by sight. That's what I live by.
That's powerful, man. That's powerful. Where can all of our listeners, our viewers, where can people find you online? Facebook, Instagram,
yeah,
website.
Facebook as Greg Like-Minded Bozeman, mm-hmm. or they can go to Instagram and find me as Like-Minded Denim.
Gotcha. So now we talked about your story. Now we're gonna go into your business endeavors. What's going on the entrepreneurial side?
Well, right now I'm still pushing Like-Minded. That's my brand. That's what got me out of Philippians 2:2. And I'm still, you know, inspiring people, motivating people with the quotes that I have, but God more than just a felon and seek mm-hmm. his face. And it's moving pretty fast, but also now I'm journeying YouTube right now, teaching people how to do t-shirts, teaching people about the t-shirt business that are interested, mm-hmm. Teaching them new things, you know what I'm saying, like new techniques, new ideas, being creative, showing them how to be creative. With their techniques and just building them up, because a lot of people don't have that confidence to jump to what they see, you know, jump into what they believe they can do. Mm-hmm. So I'm there on YouTube trying to push them there and just show them that it's easy and, you know, to start your own business.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us afraid to start our own business. So that's what we're basing I'm at now. I'm still doing custom shirts.
Okay.
I'm still, you know, stuff like that, but that's what I'm mainly doing now, is showing people the, because a lot of people don't want to give the secret, they say, of how to do things. Uh-huh. But I'm here with them because God gave it to me and it wasn't for me to hold. It's for him. It's for me to give, you know, send shit back out. So
I was just about to say the same thing. It's like if you get something that naturally came to you, which people say, you know, gift from God, you know, you get this mm-hmm. natural inclination to know how to do something at a certain level. You know, why would you not pass that on? It's enough out here for everybody to get what they need to get, to prosper, to do whatever they need to do to feed their families. And at the same time, you find something that you're passionate about and you're preaching entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And you're giving these people who may have a hard time getting a 9-to-5, you know, to fend for themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm doing right now.
So we're gonna end the conversation on my final question. Going into these interviews with entrepreneurs, black entrepreneurs, especially black men on the Gentleman's Guide podcast, I gotta ask every person, what does manhood from the black perspective mean to you? And what does it look like?
We just talked about that today.
Take your time, bro. Take your time.
I mean, that's something powerful, man, because sometimes I view it as that we're failing as black men. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I view it that we standing tall as black men. And the reason I say that, man, because a lot of us that been down that road that we went down are not out there trying to stop our kids, no matter if they're yours or not, trying to stop them from heading down that road. What we doing is we putting more fuel to the fire to push them down there. Mm-hmm. And then you got some of us that are standing up trying to, you know, direct our kids towards a better place, but a lot of us not helping that person out, you know. And I'm gonna say it like just like you. Mm-hmm. You know, we should be supporting this. We should be supporting you a lot more to push that message out there, but we're not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We pushing more of the negative influence, you know what I'm saying, as being black, especially a black man. And not pushing more of the positive. We're not showing the kids, you know what I'm saying, that, hey, I overcame being in jail, but I don't glorify being in jail. Mm-hmm. But look what I'm doing now. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Look what I'm doing now. And that's how I see it as, it's your pros and your cons right now. And we need to really pull it together, because once we pull it together, oh man, it's mm-hmm. going to shake everything, man. It's going to rattle everything, man.
Yeah. I think the biggest piece that a lot of kids don't understand for whatever reason is most of the people that they look up to, they may carry themselves a certain way. They may say certain things in their art, you know, whether it be actual art, you know, music, whatever, and these people are rapping and talking about the things that they used to do because one, it was true and this is what they've been through. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they ain't doing it no more. They making money off of it. They done monetized it. You know what I'm saying? They monetizing it and they trying to, you know, perpetuate a persona that they've created because mm-hmm. it makes money, right? And they're taking care of their families and more power to them. But kids need to understand that, yo, this is not the life they live anymore. You know what I mean? It's a very small percentage of rappers and entertainers out here that's really talking about what, you know, really doing what they say. You know what I mean? And that's a piece that a lot of kids don't catch sometimes, you know. Yeah. So
look, behind the scenes, a lot of these rappers that was rapping that, you gotta look at their family. Their family, they gone to especially with Harvard.
Uh-huh.
And they don't show that part.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yep. Snoop Dogg, Yeah, right. People don't realize Snoop Dogg, he a family man, bro. He a family man. 2 Chainz, look. Yeah, 2 Chainz, he a family man, bro. He went to college, everything. He was a family man. He obviously from the hood, he from the streets, and that's what he talk about. You know what I'm saying? But
back to the community and everything.
Exactly.
But they don't show a lot of behind the scenes, man. I don't know why they don't do that, but they should do that.
Yeah, yeah. You're right, man. Well, man, this has been a very enlightening conversation. It's been a dope conversation. I appreciate you taking the time out, man. Again, this is Greg, like-minded Bozeman, entrepreneur, businessman, community activist, man of God. He's really practicing what he preaches. And I appreciate you, man. From black man to black man, I appreciate you, dog.
Most definitely. I appreciate you.